Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Pro-Russian rebels hoisted their flag over a key town in eastern Ukraine today, despite a ceasefire that was supposed to at least put a pause on a conflict that has claimed so far more than 5,000 lives since it started almost a year ago. Ukraine's president, Petro Poroshenko, confirmed that he ordered his troops to leave Debaltseve, but rebels also said they had captured hundreds of Ukrainian troops. The BBC's David Stern joins us from Kiev, Ukraine, with the latest. And David, what does this say about the ceasefire that the rebels are claiming victory in this town?
Well, I guess it says what we've been saying up until now, that this hasn't been much of a ceasefire. That's not a surprise. In fact, given what the previous ceasefire was like, I guess it was to be expected to a certain degree. But it does create a different dynamic. There is some talk that perhaps now the ceasefire actually may begin in earnest, that the rebels have gotten their what they were after. They definitely had every intention of taking Debaltseve. If you remember, there was heavy fighting there in the last few weeks. That's actually what caused one of the reasons why they tried to get a ceasefire. Then the ceasefire wasn't supposed to go into wasn't supposed to start for about 2.5 days after the peace deal was announced. So that increased the violence even more. And then obviously after the ceasefire was introduced, it continued. So now maybe we might see an actual ceasefire, but that is also a big if, because very likely this just shows up how weak the ceasefire is, how weak the peace plan is, and there's really nothing stopping the rebels from moving on to the next location should they decide to.
Well, yeah, looking at this glass half empty, you could also say that there may be no diplomatic solution to this conflict.
Well, yeah, there's no the Europeans have said there's no military solution, but apparently there's no diplomatic solution either. So really, the question is there a solution? The rebels and Moscow, which supports the rebels, really seem to be in the driver's seat right now. There's no combination of carrots and sticks to entice them or to force them to stop the fighting. Nothing that the West has been able to offer Mr. Putin in terms of autonomy for the rebels seems to be satisfactory, and nothing in terms of sanctions seems to be giving him second thoughts. So basically, the war seems to be ready to move forward if that's what they decide they want to happen.
And this town, Debaltseve, is this just another drip, drip, drip piece of news? The rebels have taken more territory, or is this town really that important?
Well, it's not Kiev, obviously, but it is important. There is a reason why so many lives have been lost in around that area. It's a transport junction that links the two main cities which the rebels control, Luhansk and Donetsk. So if the government forces control it, then they basically cut off not the only way to get between the two cities, but one of the main ways, and also one of the main ways they can transport goods. So this is obviously very important. Now, there are other important cities. The next one possibly could be the port of Mariupol, which is also important for transport reasons, but also could help start the creation of a land bridge linking Russia to Crimea. So this is not an unimportant place, but obviously there are other places that they obviously could have their sights on.
And meanwhile, what about this ceasefire? Is it a failure? Are people likely to say that?
Well, it depends on whom you ask. I think many Ukrainians are saying it's a failure, and they're asking themselves why they got themselves into this, and they have no trust for the rebels or for the Russians, because let's face it, they said it immediately that the Debaltseve was an exception. And the question is, all right, so what other exceptions are you going to say? But you may, on the side of the Europeans, you may hear that this is a successful ceasefire regardless. We may see fighting break out near Mariupol, and the Europeans loath to say that this is not working. They may say, well, it's a ceasefire everywhere except for Mariupol. This is a very difficult situation for the Europeans because they have said there's no military solution. So it doesn't really leave them much of an option than to say the diplomatic solution is working.
The BBC's David Stern joining us from Kyiv, Ukraine. David, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Here and Now.